The Gemara on the bottom of Kufayin Amud Aleph on to Amud Beis has the Ibai going back to the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, when the Mishnah told us that you're not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach Asher Techshach. Is that referring to Samech Mincha Gedola or Samech Mincha Ketana? Is Yisra Achila Mina Mincha Lamala, Samech Mincha Gedola Misham Pesach, or Samech Mincha Ketana Umisham Matzah? The Rashbam, back on the Mishnah on Sadi Tes, writes that lahalacha, we assume we're talking about Samach Lemincha Gedola. And that's what we assume. That's what we assume in Shulchan Aruch. And the Ran, over here in Argamar and Daf Kusayin, writes that it's an Ibai de la Ifshita. And even though it's an Ibai de la Ifshita, and you probably would have said Safek de Rabbanan Lakula, because only talking about an Issa de Rabbanan at best. Nevertheless, the Ran says it's an Ibai de la Ifshita. And you have to be machmir. So the Chidushi Anshei Hashem on the side of the Gemara says that's because it's a mitzvah chaviva, that we're talking about not eating in order to either have an appetite to eat the Pesach HaLasova or to eat matzah l'teyavam. And therefore, because that's a mitzvah chaviva, even though it's a safek derabbanan, you still have to be machmir and be noheg iser misamach l'mincha gedola. And on. Okay. I realized I just misspoke. The Rashbam says Samach Mincha Ketana is how we assume Lalacha. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch in Tafai and Alice. Samach Mincha Ketana. And the Ran says that it's a Safek Lalacha, and you buy delicious, that you have to be Machmir to be knowing an Isser Achila. That is Samach Lemincha Ketana. Then the Gemara has on Daf Kuf Chesam and Aleph a little bit about Haseba. The Gemara says a matzah requires Haseba. Mari does not require Haseba. And the Gemara quotes two different maimers about Yayin. Does Yayin require Haseba? Does Yayin not require Haseba? And the Gemara says, no machlokas. Evan agrees that Yayin requires Haseba. The machlokas Amaraim is, are we talking about the first two kosas or the second two kosas? And then the Gemara concludes, Hashad Imar Hachi Imar Hachi. So it's unclear whether we should paskin that the first two kosas require a seba or the last two kosas require a seba. So the Gemara concludes that both kosas require a seba. That's where the Ran has the famous comment. Here also, you would have said Sveika de Rabbanan Lakula. You don't know whether Haseba is required for the first two kosas or the last two kosas. It's only a din de Rabbanan. They should have said Sveika de Rabbanan Lakula. So the Ran says that if Sveika de Rabbanan Lakula is going to end up leaving you in a situation of kareich mikan mikan, that you're not going to do any aseba, then you don't say sveka de rabbanu lukula in that situation. Just like the Ran makes the same comment by a safik mukafes chom mimos Yeshua ben Nun. So maybe you should have said, we don't know whether it's mukafes chom mimos Yeshua ben Nun. We don't know whether you should lay on yudalid or on tesvav. Sveka de rabbanu lukula, you end up not laying at all. So the Ran says that's untenable. You can't hide behind the Sveka de Rabbanan Lakula in order to totally get rid of a mitzvah de Rabbanan of Kriyas Megillah. So then you have to be Machmir. And that's why Safek Bukafes Chom and Mimos Yeshua Menon lanes both on your Dalit and on Tesvav as opposed to neither your Dalit and neither Tesvav. There's a piece in the Brisker Rav on the Rambam Perek Zayin Chamitzamasa Lachaches. The Brisker Rav suggests that this is Machlokas, the Rambam and the Rush, about the following. Is the mitzvah Haseba an independent mitzvah, or is the mitzvah Haseba part and parcel of the mitzvah matzah? So the Brisker Rav explains within the Rambam that Haseba is a din b'fnei atzmo. So if you eat matzah without Haseba, you're still yotzei matzah. You're just not yotzei the additional mitzvah of Haseba. And he explains in the Rush that the Rush holds no, that you're not even yotzei the mitzvah of matzah if you don't eat matzah b'Haseba. And the Brisker Rav says that the Ram and the Rush are arguing about the next line in the Gemara. The Gemara then has Ibailuhu Shamish Mai. What's the din of a Shamish? Does the Shamish, the person serving the meal, does he also require a Seba? So the Gemara quotes a member of Yeshua ben Levi, Hashamish Achal Kazayas Matzah Kishuhu Mesiv Yatza. The Shamish, if he ate a Kazayas Matzah while he was reclining, he's Yotze. The Gemara says, Mesav in lo Mesav lo, only if he's reclining and not if he's not reclining, Shema Mina, Bayaseba, Shema Mina. So the Gemara concludes that even a Shamish requires a Seba. So the Brisker Rav says that the Rush will understand that this Gemara is Kipshuta, that we're talking about Shamish Achal Kazayis Matzah Yatza. Yatza sounds like Yotze Lechia Matzah. That's a similar reading of the Gemara. Shamash Ja'achal Kazayis Masik Shun Mesiv Yatza. And the Rambam left to understand that, no, we're talking about a Choves Haseba and not a Choves Masa. Masa, you're going to be Yotze. Anyway, it's Haseba that you're not going to be Yotze. There is a Yerushalmi, the Brisker Rav does not quote, but this may be helpful in understanding the Rambam. The Yerushalmi, in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, writes that on the din that you require a seba for Kezayis Matzah, the Yerushalmi quotes Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Shuv ben Levi. Also, Kezayis sh'adam yotzei bo b'pesach tzarech l'ochel mesiv. That Kezayis that you're yotzei b'pesach, you have to eat it. You have to eat it behaseba. So a little mashmos there that in order to be yotzei the Kezayis Matzah, the Kezayis Matzah, Matzah's mitzvah, you require a seba in order to be yotzei the mitzvah's matzah. Not that it's a separate mitzvah of Haseba. Okay, then the Gemara has that Isha Eitzel Baila doesn't require a Seba. If a woman is sitting at her husband's table, but if she's an important woman, Isha Chashuva requires a Seba. The Rashbam there writes, why is it that a woman does not require a Seba? Mimne Emas Baila, that she has a certain Ema of her husband, Ukafufalo, so she's Kafufa to her husband, and that's why there's no requirement of a seba. And then the Rashbam quotes the Shiltos, Lav darchayu denashi lemizga, that is not the derech of women to lead. So sounds like nafkamina between those two would be if you have a single woman. If the reason is Amos Baila, the Gemara says a woman doesn't lean because Amos Baila. The Gemara doesn't say a married woman doesn't lean. The Gemara says a woman doesn't lean because of Amos Baila. So it sounds, if Amos Baila sounds like a married woman. But if the Shilta says an additional reason of Lav Darka Lemizga, so Lav Darka Lemizga presumably would be applicable to a single woman as well. When the Rif and the Raman quote this halacha that a woman doesn't require a Seba, they're so sin. They don't write only a married woman. They write any woman doesn't require a Seba. So that sounds like it's not just because of Amos Baila, but maybe the other reason of the Shiltos, that it's Lav Darka Lemizga. The Gemara on Kuf Chesam Basic of Tessam and Aleph has a little bit about Simchas Yantiv. It's interesting. The Gemara first presents the Brisa in the context of Arba Kosos, that everyone's Chayiv at Arba Kosos, Echad Anashim, Echad Anashim, Echad Tinokos. And then the Gemara quotes Amr Yehuda v'chimato elas yeshi tinokas b'yayin ala mechalken lehen klayos ve'gozim b'er pesach k'dei shelo yishnu v'yishalu. Rather, you give them roasted nuts and walnuts, treats on Erev Pesach, so they're not going to fall asleep on the last question the night of the Seder. Amr lavu Rabbi Akiva shayim mechal klayos ve'gozim tinokas b'er pesach k'dei shelo yishnu v'yishalu. Then the Gemara quotes a meimra b'raisa of Reblazer. Chotvin matzos b'leili psach mishvil tinokos shelo yishnu. Chotvin, we'll define that in a minute. Matzos, in order to stop the children from sleeping. And then the Gemara has a brisa about Simchas Yantiv. Tanur Banan, chayav adnum l'sameach banu v'bnei beisu b'regel shenamar v'samachta b'chagecha b'mem esamchem b'yayin. Rebbe Yehuda omer, anashim b'ray lehem, anashim b'ray lehem. Anashim b'ray lehem b'yay, anashim b'may, samach lokes, begdei tzivonim, begdei pishon, depending on where you live. So the Gemara presents its memra about giving klayos to children only in the context of Kedei Shelo Yishnu, to keep them excited for Leil HaSeder, that they should stay up. And then the Gemara says a separate brisa about Simchas Yantiv. And the Gemara says that Simchas Yantiv, there seems to be a subjective element, at least for women, that women you don't give yayin to, women you give clothing. No mention of Simchas Yantiv for children. So the way the Rambam quotes halacha, the Rambam quotes Klayos Vagozim in two different contexts. The Rambam quotes Klayos Vagozim in Chomitzu Matzah Perek Zayin Alacha Gimel in the context of Leil HaSeder, that you give this to the children in order to keep them engaged. And the Rambam also quotes this in Hilchos Shvisas Yantiv in Perek Vav. This is part of Simchas Yantiv. Simchas Yantiv for Anashim is Basar, Basar Yayin, Simchas Yantiv for Nashim is clothing, and Simchas Yantiv for children is Klayos Vagozim. So it sounds like the Rambam understood that this Memra of Klayos Vagozim is not only relevant for engaging the children dafka lel haPesach, but some of it's also transposed to the next piece in the Gemara about Simchas Yontif. So you have to figure out where the Rambam got that from in the Mahalach of the Gemara. But the Rashbam has multiple perushim in Chotvin over here. Does Chotvin mean magbien, that you lift up the matzah so that the children will ask why you're lifting up the matzah? Or does Chotvin mean that you're stealing the matzah? Or does it mean that you're hurrying to get through the Seder so that the children won't, the children will remain engaged? So multiple perushim in the Rashbam, all of which appear, this is Machlokas Ram and Ravid over there, but both the Ram and the Ravid appear as perushim in the Ram in the Rashbam. The Rambam writes in the aforementioned Halacha Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel, Chotvin matzah zem mizeh kayose bidvar me'elu, that you should grab matzah one from the other. And that's another form of keeping the kids engaged, that you're grabbing matzahs from each other, and that makes it exciting. And the Ravid says, Chotvin means memarin lecho kedei shelo yishnu, that you should get to the meal quickly, that the children aren't going to fall asleep. But in the context here of the first part that the Rashbam has of Chotvin and Magbiyan Esakar that you lifted up, he writes, V'yesh gorsim matzos Magbiyan Esakar, Magbiyan Esakar, Shiesh b'matzah mar, Beis Tavshilin. You lift up the Ka'ara that has matzah mar and Beis Tavshilin. So many Rishonim have this, that the Seder plate, if you will, consists of, and this has quoted in the Torah and Shulchan Aruch also, consists of the items that we typically have in the Seder plate, as well as the matzah being part of the same Ka'ara. That's consistent with what the Gemara has later on. The Gemara on Daf Kuf Tesvav Amibay says, Okrin Etz HaShulchan, you remove the table in order to pique the interest of the children before the Manish Tana. So the Tosfos here comments that Okinus HaShulchan, that's the way it used to be. That in the olden days, everyone had their own private table, and everyone had a mini table in front of them. You lifted up the table. But nowadays, we have big tables. You can't easily lift up the dining room table. So instead of lifting up the table, you lift up the Ka'ara, you lift up the Seder plate. And if you look in the Ritva's Haggadah, it sounds very much in the Ritva that the whole reason there for the institution of the Seder plate is as a stand-in for the Akiras Shulchan. We dafka put all the relevant items on the Seder plate in order to have an easy way of being oker. You can't be oker the shulchan, so you're oker the important foods, and that's where the Seder plate is there. So the whole point of having a Seder plate to the Seder is to have something which is okerable, which you can remove easily. So then it makes sense, as many Rishonim have, that what you're being oker, most importantly, is the matzah. So the matzah should be on the Seder plate. Common practice nowadays, most people do not have the matzah on the Seder plate. Does anyone hear of one of those big Seder plates with room for the matzah underneath? Avi, yeah? Anyone else? No. So it could be that that's a convenience, but if it's more convenient to have a separate plate of matzah and a separate kara, so then you remove both of them for Akiras Shulchan. Or before you say the Manish Tana, you remove the Seder plate and you remove the matzah. If it's more convenient to do it that way, that seems to be common practice, and most people do not have the matzah in the same Seder plate, even though that is the way it's quoted in many Rishonim and in the Torah and Shulchan Aruch. Just one note about the Zugos Gemara, which you did raise at the beginning. The Meiri has a comment, just in explaining the context of the Gemara's concern about the Zugos. He writes that there were times in which people were nimshachim achar dvarim hamoniyim, that people were taken by certain conceptions that the masses had, kilachashim and uchashim upulas hamonios, and different incantations and divinations and the like. Chazal didn't see a need to disabuse people of their interest in such ideas, as long as they didn't involve any chashash of a zara or darkei amori. Especially things that were so ingrained in public consciousness that they felt that these were important things, that the masses felt these were important things. And that's essentially what the Gemara says repeatedly, that man de kapid kabdinale, lo kapdinale. If people are concerned about things, so it's for them to be concerned, and then maybe there's something to it. If people aren't concerned, there's no objective reason to be worried about zugos, which is why nowadays we're not generally worried about zugos. But the Miri says, in the context of Leil Pesach, as you see from the Gemara, Pesach is a Leil Shimurim. Leil Shimurim, even if one normally would be cupid about such things, there's no need to have such kapedos on Leil HaSeder, and that's the context of the Gemara, that we're not worried about zugos in the Arba Kosos. He says, he quotes a practice for the same reason of not saying Me'ein Sheva on Pesach if Yontif falls on Shabbos. Because the whole reason for saying Me'ein Sheva is people used to be out of the field, in Shul, out of the city. They had to walk home together safely. So you wanted to wait for all the stragglers to make sure that no one be left alone. That's not relevant, but Leil HaSeder, because it's a Leil Shimurim. And even if you do leave someone alone, there's nothing to worry about when they come home, and their safety will not be compromised. Okay.